You make all of us accountable. And that is a fundamental for any organization. So I think that it is that my depression has now been alleviated by being able to make that point. Now, and you also have a whole lot of unlisted telephone numbers that supplies you and all of us with power to be used for our greater good, which is what the University Senate's conference is about. We are looking forward to the retreat with hope, excitement, and the caution that we hope that the retreat is not a one-off, but it is the beginning of a productive, continuing dialogue for all of us as we strive to make this institution the best it can be. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Don? Appreciate your comment about accountability. Our accountability to also the citizens of the state of Illinois, and that's our combination. Thank you, sir.
Just one question. How long did you get away with that discretion?
What was the question?
How long did he get away with that depression?
Well, I think the answer is too long.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Don. At this time, I'd like to convene the public comment session. The procedures of the board allow for a public comment session during each meeting. Each speaker is allotted 5 minutes to address the board. Before the speaker begins, I should mention that the tradition of the board has been to listen carefully to what the speakers have to say, to ask questions only as necessary. I'm sure the speakers are happy to prevail themselves outside of the board meeting for question and answers as appropriate. We appreciate the fact that we do have one guest speaker today, and we look forward to hearing from that person. And I'd like to call forward Leighton Olson. Leighton? Thanks for your patience also, Leighton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, trustees, and meeting participants. My name is Leighton Olson, and I'm an attorney in Chicago specializing in tax-exempt organization work, community development, education, and work with firms that work with them since 1967. During 1971 to 1980, I lived in Washington, D.C., and I participated in the adoption of the Basic Educational Opportunity Grant Program, now called the Pell Grants, and worked through the education amendments of 72, 76, and 80. Since 1997, I've been involved in matters of telecommunication, economic development in Chicago, Cook County, Northwest Indiana, across Illinois. In this capacity, it was my privilege last fall to participate in the Champaign-Urbana meeting of the Illinois Broadband Deployment Council, the Partnership for Connected Illinois, including hearing from Chairman Kennedy speak on universities in the digital age at a dinner hosted by Charles Benton, Chairman of Partnership for Connected Illinois, and others. With that background, I wanted to bring to your attention two things that are in the materials distributed in a memo. One is on the how the university can participate even more in the 150th anniversary of the Morrill Land Grant Act, and secondly, on the 40th anniversary of the basic grant and the education amendments of 1972. Three things I recommend in there. One is to take a look if you're gonna be in Washington, D.C. at the end of this, June. There's a national convocation that many or some of you may be at, and then there's a two-week period of activities on the Mall. You may have heard about that, but in the Smithsonian Folklife Festival. And I understand that the university is going to have a pretty good exhibition, including matters of disabilities you may have described before. I also wanted to call attention to my strong and long interest in the University of Illinois Extension and its involvement in broadband extension, as along with the telephone and electricity, and which is participating in that that whole set of activities, which are USDA associated. Secondly, I would encourage whatever recommendations or reports on that to come forward in the future, and then make reports on what might happen in Illinois this coming fall. And then third is I would encourage trustees